The PSC is in charge of regulating utility companies. On January 12th, the PSC denied Florida Power & Light, or FPL, a $1.3 billion annual increase. FPL was not happy with the decision and announced in a press release the next day that it would suspend several projects, including two proposed nuclear plants in South Florida. Today, WMNF asked FPL to clarify their intentions. They refused. Progress Energy faces similar issues. One day before denying FPL, the commission also rejected Progress Energy's request for a $500 million base rate increase for 2010. Progress Energy's Suzanne Grant said without the rate increase, future utility projects may be cut or delayed, but she emphasized it is too soon to tell exactly what will happen.
It's a little too soon for us to tell at this point. What we're doing right now is we are evaluating all aspects of our business and how the rate decision impacts those, and we'll be making decisions as we move forward. But right now what we want to do is make sure that we make smart decisions that long-term benefit our customers, the company, our shareholders, and the state as a whole. There could be projects that are delayed. There could be projects that are scaled back, things of that nature. That's what we have not yet determined.
On January 20th, the Tampa Tribune published an article about Progress Energy's response to the PSC's decision that has since been retracted. It stated that Progress Energy would be cutting future projects, including a $17 billion power plant in Levy County. The Tribune article drew a harsh reaction from State Senator Mike Fasano, who wrote a letter to the utility company referencing the article. Grant said it was a misunderstanding.
I spoke to the editor of the newspaper. That was an error on their part, which they corrected. And we've reached out to Senator Fasano to make sure he has the correct information. It's very unfortunate that the newspaper story was incorrect.
Though it is difficult to tell which specific projects are going to be affected right now, Grant said overall the $500 million less will impair the service Progress Energy provides to its customers.
We would have been further strengthening our system, which means better reliability for our customers. We're better prepared for dealing with things like excessive cold weather or hurricanes that we experienced in the past. So it really provides a system that is more resilient for our customers, which is a definite benefit to them. And ultimately, doing maintenance, preventative maintenance, is often less expensive than doing something when it becomes an outage or an issue. So there's a cost savings long term.
And Grant said PSC's failure to invest more money into Progress Energy can scare off potential investors. Utility companies rely on private investors as a main source of funding.
The electric utility business is very dependent on the confidence of investors. The result of the decision will certainly affect the financial performance of the company, especially given the continued economic decline we're seeing in Florida, and could see some negative reaction from investors.
Grant said Progress Energy will know more about which projects will be directly affected toward the middle of February. For WMNF, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.